Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And former Utah Governor John Huntsman made it official today, dropping out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
Today, I am suspending my campaign for the presidency. I believe it is now time for our party to unite around the candidate best equipped to defeat Barack Obama. Despite our differences and the space between us on some of the issues, I believe that candidate is Governor Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is now leading by about 7 points in South Carolina over Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, who battle it out for second. Thomas Burr covers politics for the Salt Lake Tribune. Some analysts saying Huntsman leaving because polls show him losing to comedian Stephen Colbert. But were you surprised Romney was not standing there to get the endorsement? The two have a lot of common, but Huntsman mentioned differences. And we're hearing there's not a lot of love lost between these two men.
That's true. And as I understand it, Governor Huntsman actually asked that Governor Romney not be there. The two have had an interesting past. It goes back to 2002 when John Huntsman wanted to, his father won, and he both wanted him to run the Salt Lake 2002 Olympics. Of course, Mitt Romney ended up getting the job, so there was a little bit of a fight back then. You know, they're actually distant cousins in some ways, but they haven't exactly been the best friends over the years. So this may be in part to John Huntsman said, look, I'm dropping out. I want the states to myself.
Well, and, you know, both Mormons, but we are hearing, you know, anecdotal stories from Utah. One woman saying, and again, this is just a story told, that she was asked to leave her job because she didn't support Mitt Romney. She supported John Huntsman. What are the other thoughts out of the state? Because, again, a fiscal conservative, may be seen as liberal on some social issues like gay marriage, but he was enormously popular at one time.
He was. In fact, he was elected. John Huntsman was elected with 78% of the vote. 78, not that, if you can believe that, it was like a 56-point margin over his Democratic opponent in 2008. Since then, though, there's been quite a bit of a change, and part of it could be that Huntsman left to go work for President Obama as the U.S. ambassador to China. Part of it could be that somehow, you know, Huntsman is seen as distancing himself from his Mormon faith. You know, he talked a little more about being culturally Mormon and not necessarily, you know, going to church every Sunday. That doesn't really go over too well in Utah, and neither do, you know, taking positions on civil unions, which Huntsman backs, or, you know, things like climate change. Those are not popular positions in Utah. There's been some speculation that now that Huntsman's out, maybe he'd come back and he'd run against Senator Orrin Hatch. That's probably not going to happen, because if Huntsman were to run for election again in Utah, it's not very clear he could get past the delegate.
So from your learned perch, do you think that John Huntsman's backers will go to Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney has about a 6-7 point lead. You know, the 5% or so of Huntsman backers might put him on the top.
Well, that's certainly what John Huntsman wants to have happen. You know, his announcement, you know, the clip you just played, he's trying to get his people to go that way. It's not a big amount of people we're talking about. 5% is still within a pretty close part of the margin of error. So we're not talking about a big thing that everyone's going to be fighting for. You know, certainly some of them will split off. Maybe some go to Santorum, some go to Gingrich. But, you know, these are people who might be, you know, more independent, more moderate, who can see Mitt Romney as an easy alternative choice.
Yeah. You mentioned Rick Santorum. We know over the weekend that influential group of national Christian conservatives picked Rick Santorum as their candidate, and he tried to use John Huntsman's exit today as an attack on Mitt Romney, because he said, well, Governor Huntsman ran as a moderate trying to compete with Governor Romney for the establishment moderate vote, but Governor Romney already had that sewed up, and Governor Huntsman wasn't able to crack through. Rick Santorum trying to, again, you know, attack this idea that Romney is a conservative, portraying him as a moderate.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a good question coming out, because John Huntsman wasn't necessarily getting that conservative part of the vote. He largely wasn't getting the evangelical vote, which Mitt Romney certainly could use in South Carolina. So the idea of them coming together, and it's an easy hit for Santorum to say, look at these two guys together. They're the most moderate people in the race, and then there's me. I'm the complete alternative to that. You know, the Christian Coalition coming behind Rick Santorum is certainly going to give him a little bit of a boost in South Carolina. But you also have voters out there saying, well, look, it looks like Romney's the guy. I'm not sure that voting for Rick Santorum is much of a good use of my vote.
Yeah. Thomas Burr covers politics for the Salt Lake Tribune. Thomas, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.